Right, I got the band to come out and do the song themselves. It's Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera, and Moves Like Jagger. If you just joined me now, morning, welcome to the show. This is KC Breakfast. My name is Will, with you all the way through till 9 o'clock. I told you about this. I told you about Dr. Pedro, who's going to be joining us in a short while. I've told you about how 25 years of changing lives through nature and Nature Connect, and how they've been working over the past couple of decades with 60,000 young South Africans to meaningful environmental experiences, skills development, and a pathway to employment. So for these past 25 years, green economy is what we're talking about here. And green economy now is one of the major factors in South Africa. We want to go green. We want to make sure that life is absolutely greener on the other side. So by all means, I've got none other than Dr. Pedro on the line. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. And gelukkige jeugdag. Casey Breakfast and the Leicester. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I wasn't expecting that the Afrikaans gaan so lekker uitkom.
Ja, nee, ons moet lekker Afrikaans doen en ons kan praat in die kaart.
Yeah. Okay. I want to go straight into it. Now, Nature Connect is celebrating 25 years of impact, and more than 60,000 young lives has been reached. Now, looking back, what are some of those moments that best capture the organization's legacy?
So, when we look back over the 25 years and the numbers of more than 60,000 young lives reached, is something really proud of it. But the real legacy is not only in the numbers, it's those moments for those children that actually experience nature. And that connection is something that's so important. Once a young person starts to connect, something begins to actually grow. We grow their curiosity, respect, and love. And Nature Connect started as a small NGO, but we've grown so much in the last 25 years, and we've extended our footprint. But our mission is so simple. It's actually to get people to love and protect nature. So some of the moments that best capture our legacy is those kids come on a school camp, and then they later actually return to come and do some of our training, and then they return again to jobs. They become team leaders or educators, and that's really something we're really proud of. And then another
Doctor, I'm losing you there for a second. I'm losing you there for a second. Let me just see. All right, there we go. There we go. Much better connection. Doctor, you back?
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay. I know you've spoken about the 25 years of not just making sure that young people, the skills development, especially with environmental phase as well, but also learning about environmental in the environment itself. Now, I want to look at the story of Anua Bonzai, who shows how a single experience in nature can change the course of a person's life. Now, why do you think these programs have such a profound impact on young people?
Yeah, Anwar's story is an example of why this work matters. Mm-hmm. He's somebody who joined on a campus as a child, as a young learner. And then that changed his whole life. We really saw that's something he wants to do for the rest of his life. And he's now an educator at Nature Connect. And I must say, if you've been on a camp with Anwar, you will definitely remember that camp, because he brings such like passion and energy to what he does. And he's got a way of making young people feel seen, they feel included and inspired. Yeah. And that's something that our programs actually do for young people.
Fantastic. And you know what? And that is what you want to do. You want to create impactful meaning, especially in young people's lives. And you want to show them that life isn't just about what you see around you, but you can change it by being motivational, by motivating others. So now, South Africa's green economy is rapidly growing. And what opportunities do you see emerging for young people who are interested in environmental careers?
Yeah, so the exciting things about the green economy is it's much broader than what many people think. Most people think it's just about being nature conservationists, but it's really about creating jobs that involve jobs and income that involves protecting the environment. And with the growing economy, there's so many new jobs in education, sustainable farming, food gardens, water management, renewable energy. And what's interesting is I think that we today don't even know what the gap is going to be in the next few years, because it's just what's coming up all the time.
You know, I mean, I'm into renewable energy, and I've seen it change quite rapidly over the past 2 years. It's been growing, and there is quite a substantial amount of young people that's actually going into that. So do you think it's a positive side for especially for Nature Connect as well?
Well, it's definitely positive, because the opportunities is just growing by the day. So it's definitely worth considering.
Now, many young people today spend more time connecting to screens than to nature. Why is it important to create opportunities for meaningful outdoor experiences?
No, so we often think that screen time means relaxation, but it actually doesn't give young people that kind of rest or the freedom or the connection that they actually need. Outdoor experiences offer them really something different. It's not just the physical health benefits like we all know about children with flu or... But it's actually very good for their mental and emotional health. It calms them. It usually creates a space where they can just feel free and breathe and just let the imagination grow. I don't know if you've heard about the term nature deficit disorder before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not really.
But yeah, that's something that really, it's not a medical diagnosis, but it really describes what happens when children grow up disconnected from nature and outdoor play. So having creativity, imagination, curiosity, and that's why it's so important to connect them back to nature and not just have screen time all the time.
All right. If you just join us now, I've got Dr. Pedro Buerta on the line with me, and we're talking about Nature's Connect how they've been shaping young minds and young hearts, impacting them positively within nature itself. Doctor, before I let you go, what role can community schools and businesses play in helping young individuals, young South Africans, access environmental education and conservation opportunities?
Okay, they actually have a very important role that they can play, and that's because environmental education doesn't just happen in a nature reserve or on a camp. It starts where people live, where they learn, where they work. So, and a beautiful example in Paul is actually Strandlopers. It's a non-profit NGO run by youth that connected youth back to the ocean, even though Paul is not a coastal town. And that's just one little example of how the community can make a difference. Businesses can get involved to also sponsor maybe school to join our sustainable schools program. Bodies can also even make Nature Connect their course on the Woolworth cards, and that way they can contribute to sending young learners either on a camp or on training, and everybody can contribute that way.
All right, fantastic. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us this morning on this beautiful Youth Day. It doesn't matter how old we are. We're still young at heart, and we're still the youth of tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was lovely to chat to you. And yeah, for anybody that wants to know more information, please follow us on social media, Nature Connect or natureconnect.earth, and we would love to hear from you.
All right, great. Thank you very much, Doctor. You must have an absolutely fantastic day, and thank you very much for what you're doing, especially for our young people, spreading the word, getting them back into nature, and conservating that nature of ours as well, because at the end of the day, if we don't look after the planet, who's going to look after us?
That's your truth. Thank you very much, and I hope everybody gets to connect with nature today.